Hey everybody, it's your boy JJ Cash, the official voice of Loyal Order Wrestling, and you're listening to the awesome What's On Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Alright, here we go. Señores y señoritas, niños and niñas, luchadores and luchadores, check it out right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. It is Luchat.
Hey, Finn, hi, I'm here.
I'm doing a Lucha show.
I know you're a little excited that Lucha Underground is back. However, this is What's On Fight.
It's a Lucha Libre. I guess I get confused, but here we go. Fight fans, welcome to What's On Fight, the podcast that watches random combat sports provided by the Fight app. I am the confused Finn Fish, and I have a co-host. He is Mr. Forfro. What's up, Mr. Forfro?
I am not so confused, except for, yeah, we are doing a Lucha Libre show this week. I'm pretty good. Been just great that it's summertime now, officially the kickoff of summer. Been spending a lot of time outside doing yard work, unfortunately. Going to a lot of wrestling shows here in the Denver area and things of that nature. But other than that, pretty good. How are you doing?
Really great. My show will be retuning very soon. That is Lucha, because Lucha Underground is back, and I am very excited for that. Going to a couple of wrestling shows, myself, having fun. And the hottest thing of the summer right now is none other than the What's On Fight t-shirt. I'm all out of the extra ones I've had. Everybody had wanting one and mine's are gone. And I see you giving yours out to a couple of people or whatever your method of shirts.
Bribing people.
the owner of Rocky Mountain Pro is rocking the What's On Fight t-shirt on the Twitter. So that's pretty awesome. That's cool. Yeah, he should, since you helped him get on Fight, but you know, that's another conspiracy for another day, right?
Yeah.
But this week's show, we're going to watch Law. Lucha Libre Superstars.
Yep. Legendary Action Wrestling.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I know. It's very confusing. I thought the same thing. Speaking of confusing.
This is the Lucha Libre show. I don't know. Maybe they came out with the Legendary Action first, but wouldn't it be like Lucha Action Wrestling?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, still kind of confused, so I'm wondering, I haven't really looked at any of their other shows, but maybe it's just, that's their name of their program, their show, and then this is their Lucha Libre Super Show, so maybe they have other shows that are just a little bit different, but yeah, it's kind of confusing for this, at least this particular episode.
And man, we might as well start just getting into this episode, but this one, I don't know. This wasn't all too good to me. Right off the bat, forget it.
Yeah, I too. You know, especially when this was recorded in 2016, I thought, oh God, you know, it could have been definitely a little better.
The commentator, I don't know which one was which.
It was pretty easy to figure out by the voices, but.
I knew what. I couldn't hear the other guy. Vinny Bada Boom?
Vinny Bada Boom.
I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him. And did he, to me, sounded like Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid. My cousin Vinny. But yeah, it's like he didn't have a mic. So yeah. it was just picking up from, you know, omnidirectional. Barely picking him up, but it was kind of awful.
Yeah, I don't know. That threw me off. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Maybe he's getting set up, and it went throughout the night, so I didn't even really hear him. It, It sounded, and lucky he wasn't the color guy. I mean, the play-by-play guy.
Because
he was talking throughout the show, so I just thought it was him, and then I'm like, who the hell is he talking to? When sometimes he was referring to someone. And I'm like, oh, that's right. He does have someone to talk to.
Right, and, you know, especially at the beginning, because it was like they just cut right into one of the wrestlers walking into the ring, and he was just kind of talking and at this wrestler and kind of pumping this wrestler up, you know, putting him over. And it was like, it was just very strange from the get-go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted... And then we have our returning item, the basketball hoop.
The return, yeah. There was, yeah. And they were keeping score in the background, too. I don't know if you noticed the scoreboard, so they were keeping score as well.
But this is, maybe I'm getting used to the basketball hoop, or they had some, but I know they had some great angles, so I wasn't really distracted by it too much.
Yeah.
I did notice it here and there every time when they switched the angle. They have some very good cuts, angles, switches, whatever.
Yeah, A for effort for the camera actual angles, the camera work and the quality of it, like I said, because it was, you know, this was done in 2016, excuse me, that it just should have looked a little better, I thought, and sound a little better. Give the Karate Kid a mic of his own, you know?
Yeah, give Mr. Bada Boom a boom mic or something.
Yeah.
But in our first match, Eric, the definition authorized of, oh my gosh.
Yeah. The definition authority of sexiness is like, that's not a mouthful.
Oh gosh. And this guy looked like a Young Bucks fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus Noriega. And reading it here, does not look like Noriega, but they said his name so many damn times, I knew I could remember it. I was going to mess his name up.
Yeah. And, you know, and the it's kind of funny, the timeliness for us watching this and recording, you know, it's like, oh, gosh, you have this guy, you know, this guy's name. So it's like, ooh, is that something or what? Sometimes I just... I am very curious of how things happen in our life sometimes about like, oh God, you know, cause, if you guys don't know, you know, of course he, the infamous dictator, you know, just recently,
oh yeah,
he has passed away. So it's kind of, oh yeah, interesting.
This is, not the match. This dude is like, if this dude thinks what he does is sexiness, he needs a new gimmick. Holy shit, man. He's too old to pretend. Older guys could do it. It's just, I don't, it didn't seem right with this guy pretending to be old and sexy. There's something off-putting to me when he does it.
Yeah.
Nothing special. Just, you know. nothing good. It was just an opening match, you know, crowd cheering Noriega and booing Eric here, and it was nothing special.
Yeah, just, you know, get people excited, you know. The opening match, a lot of times the face wins, so, and that's what kind of happened in this match too.
You might have noticed something since you're saying that. So the face wins this match. So, nothing to it. You know, Noriega hits the win, hits a blockbusters of sorts. Gets the pin and the win, and
yeah, they call it a blockbuster, even though he hit it from the side, which was kind of weird. You know, Noriega just, I guess, couldn't get it up to the blockbuster, so it was kind of weird looking, but I guess it did what it did, so.
Now we get a backstage interview with Deonna Purrazzo. We had her before. Uh-oh.
Yep.
So that means she could be in the running for our, oh no, that was last year. Never mind. She's not in the running. For our, Mr. What's on Fight.
Yeah.
Mrs. What's on Fight.
Yeah.
But that was last year, huh?
Yeah. And I just like her. She's good.
She's good. Oh my gosh. Alright, yeah. She had an interview with this guy, and this, I didn't notice this until I paid attention a little bit more. The interviewee is Dante, the other announcer.
Yeah, Dante Jace, the ace. Yeah.
With the...
The announcer and the commentator.
Yeah, and I I don't think I've that light of a pink shirt, but I have one. But that guy, he picked the wrong night to wear that shirt. It was wherever they were or however they were. I think they were in Miami. He was sweating up a storm.
Yeah, and he got a lot of grief from a lot of the wrestlers.
Yeah.
for his color choice.
Yeah, and he had no undershirt. Oh, whatever. That's... let's see, we have Karen Q and, Damian Adams, right?
Yep.
Versus...
What a name.
What a name. The Zombie King Jr. Zombie Flo. King Jr. Flo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. If you want to take this one, you can. I might add this one into our bad name, because this is horrible. This is way too long, and he didn't... His gimmick did not match his name.
No, it was, yeah. He was not so much zombie-like.
Yeah. Teaming up with, this is a mixed tag match, and he was in with, Peraza.
Yeah.
Peraza's, like you said, is good, but, Karen Q sucked. And not in a good way. She was not good at all. I don't think she hit a move. I don't remember hitting a real move.
Yeah, yeah.
Punches and kicks and, no, I think she had a hip toss, but this was just goofy. And then, okay. I'm already going to dump on this, Zombie King. Okay. Dante tags out to tag in Karen Q, right? Zombie King goes over to Deanna and is like, and asking the crowd, do they want her, do they want him to tag her in? Oh, isn't part of the rules you having to tag her in? Why is he teasing this?
Yeah.
Why, what, dude, tag the chick. There's right. No, you're not going to wrestle the other lady.
Yeah.
They didn't do no interaction between the females and the males. We knew this already, but he's just like, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, what, uh-huh. Like, dude, just make the fucking tag, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing about... Mixed tag team. And, you know, and if I go on a little bit of a tangent, I do have a little bit of a beef on that. Is like, we can, in this day and age, we are wrestling a little bit safer. And I kind of miss the intergender matches. And, you know, and as long as the guys aren't too much bigger than the women, which in this case, this match, they were not.
Oh, no.
That, you know, we can go get these intergender matches, and I miss them. I think it just is a little better to, you know, see the women on men violence, if you will. And I just wish that we saw more of it in wrestling.
And I can, even if people, I get that, because I mean, I watch a lot of Lucha Libre and stuff like that where it happens.
Yeah.
But I could even get where if I tag in my female partner, shouldn't your female partner just automatically come in? Why should you have to tag out? What's the use of you tagging out? If you don't tag out, shouldn't the ref start counting? So she should automatically just get in.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting the time with the tag. If a guy needs to tag out, let him tag out. If the woman tags in, it should automatically switch. You shouldn't have to make the other person tag in and the other, you know, if it's the women or, you know, yeah, only for the women because just doesn't make sense, you know, because the guy can take advantage. But this is pretty good, you know. The Q lady, she looked like it was her first match ever. And then she took some bumps here and there, but she was not good at all. They did some tandem offense, Peraza and Zombie King Jr. Flo. Oh my God, fucking
yeah, they had some. A couple of them were out of sync, though, because a lot of times when you see the dual offense, you want the moves to happen at the same time. So it just was maybe, I'm going to just guess maybe Peraza is a little more experienced than Zombie King Jr. Flo. But at least some of them were in sync and some of them weren't. It seemed like she was kind of waiting on him sometimes to get going on the double moves. So yeah, that was good. But, you know, one thing I did like about it is that Prazo, had a lot of great holds, you know, and they did mention that she's very good, ring technician. And she did hit three arm drags in a row, arm drag slams, I'm going to call them, you know, two on, Karen Q and one on Adams. Those were pretty good. She, you know, definitely can see her in-ring experience, showed up there.
But, I don't get this match was, I don't know who this match was for, but they didn't mention that Peraza was in 1 month or 1 week.
1 month.
Yeah, 1 month on TNA, NXT, and ROH. She's got the most important one. But she was on all those shows within a month, and now she is here in Legacy Action Wrestling. But they're advertising something else. Did you hear that? Legacy Action Wrestling, a blah, blah, blah production, filming, or I forgot what they said.
Yeah, Mark Masato Productions or something like that. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But, let's just roll into the finish as we get, Peraza, the King, the King Jr., hitting double sunset flips on the respectable opponents and getting the double count for the win.
Yeah.
So we have and the faces win again.
Yeah. A good finish.
Good finish, yeah.
Yeah.
Double pin them, get them. This match is actually very good. But, the third match of the night, we got, the Graysons, which I did not understand why they were named Graysons.
Yeah, I was, you know, my comic book background, I was thinking of the Graysons, like Batman and Robin. Yeah.
Yeah, the Flying Graysons and Dick Grayson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was I. And I'm like, do these guys fly or something? Cause the Graysons fly, but they're the Graysons, but their names aren't the individual guys aren't named Grayson.
Yeah. That was weird.
Versus the Plantain Players. I forgot all their names, but. This is actually a very good match, a good Lucha Libre style match.
Yeah.
Graces were teamed with MK Law.
MK Law.
Yeah.
Something like the Colossus something or other. I didn't quite catch what his like moniker was.
Yeah, this is a 3-way match. The Plantain Players. And this is a part. I could say this was the best match of the night. I like this match. A lot of Lucha Libre style moves. The law guy looked like a lot of play off the show and of his, you know, the name his last name using. But, you know, the Plantain Players win the match. But a sky dance splash. Best part of the match is at the end when they're throwing plantains into the ring.
Yeah.
Bananas to the Plantain Players.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent match. One of the Plantain Players was his gimmick was that he did a lot of dancing, so that was all right. I kind of tend to agree. I kind of lean that this was maybe the best match of this particular episode.
Yeah, I mean just all around because they had a lot more action, and apparently, we didn't know this, but MVP is coming to the cosplay carnage there. So I guess when their event's down in Florida, if they're in Florida, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were saying that was happening in October. So that was like October 29th or something like that. So the carnage has already taken place as the time of this recording, but. They wanted to make sure that we knew that MVP was coming to CC.
All right, and we get a backstage promo with none other than Lucha Underground announcer. That's probably why I'm so
There we go.
Talk Lucha. Matt Stryker with the most sweatiest person in the planet. Again, brightly pink, fluorescent pink, I should say, shirt. And Matt Stryker's calling him. I know Matt Stryker's a good interview. He does.
Yeah. Interview.
Or backstage, where the hell I go. So that was pretty cool, but he's like, man, you need to switch shirts.
He was schooling him on his attire.
Yeah. But now we get into the, he's talking about, you know, the match is coming up. Matt Stryker didn't know what the match was, but he knew he was there to take on, Carlito Colon. But, let's get into this match. It's, Dante Demento with Matt Stryker versus Carlito Colon in Angel fashion. Man, you talk about someone that was not interested. And that was Carlito. He did not, I don't know, he just did like whatever. He didn't play around. I think he played around with very little with the apple. I think he handed someone their apple or whatever. But the other three characters were having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Matt Stryker and being the teacher, and I guess they say Demento was his student, yeah?
Yeah, the teacher and the student, yeah. Yeah, I agree, going back for just a second. Yeah, I was kind of agree that Carlito was not having any into this match. He seemed like he just kind of phoned it in. I guess the match was not cool enough for him, so.
Oh, yeah, they didn't reference that. Oh, that match wasn't cool, but I forgot. Yeah. I forgot his catchphrase. I'm like, oh, that's right. That is his catchphrase.
And you know, and a little tangent. I mean, I, you know, at the time, I don't know if anybody out there played WWE's fantasy game with when they had it at the time, and you got points for people showing up. And Carlito's when he debuted, and I had him on my roster. I think he got the most points ever of all the people because he debuted, he won the title, he had a whole bunch of segments. He got like 100 and some odd points just in that one episode of SmackDown, I believe. So I always will kind of have a little bit of a soft spot for Carlito just because he got me so many points. But you know, I loved him. I loved his gimmick and stuff like that. It's too bad we don't actually see more of him when he can actually go all out and have a great match and that kind of stuff. So yeah. I do kind of like Carlito.
Yeah, and then maybe it which threw it the match off because then you're like, man, these guys are playing around too much.
Yeah,
Stryker, you know, playing around a lot and you know goofing around a lot. But you know, what Angel Fashion? That's possibly a bad name.
Yeah. Try to match your gimmick up with your name a little bit, you know, come up with, you know, nicely dressed or something like that when you come to the match, you know, bedazzle your attire or something, you know, something that matches, something that kind of makes us believe in your name. So, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of shenanigans, a lot of goofiness in this match, which Carlito wasn't having any of it. This is a very long match because a lot of the goofiness.
Yeah.
But,
a lot of back and forth between the teams, wrestling and shenanigans.
Didn't the ref get in the spot or get the pin guy?
Yeah. The ref got in and hit a move as well.
You got a two count on, I think it was a Stryker maybe. Demento. But, like I said, Carlito wasn't interested. Spitting Strucker's face, you know, the apple gimmick and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it hits a backstabber and wins.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more shenanigans after the match, but yeah, that's pretty much does it. backstage with Mr. 450. Maybe I'm just mad at everything because this is a horrible name too. We'll get to his match. You can't name yourself after a move though.
Yeah, that's gotta be your moniker, not your name, because, yeah, you know, I just going forward, what if you no longer can hit the 450?
Yeah.
You know, so if you actually had a name and your moniker was Mr. 450, you could at least, even if you couldn't hit it anymore, at least you could still be, you know, called it, you know, so.
I mean, he wouldn't be playing baseball averaging 450, but
yeah,
that's way too high. But no, but I'm like, if your name was 360, at least you wouldn't have to do three. You could do a spinning punch but when your name's 450, the move is, yeah, if you ever cannot do this move again, what is your name then?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is he from that area code? I don't know if there's an area code for 450, but. I don't know. So, but the name does not fit the gimmick. But we got Buff Bagwell, who, if you told me this was Buff Bagwell, ought to lost some money. It did not look anything like Buff Bagwell, but he said he was there, and he got to talk and said he's coming to the cosplay Carnage. So that should be fun. But, oh, in that last match, Carlito in the Faces won. Okay. Now we got this, which one is this match?
Are we talking about after that, the Joey Ace and this was confusing. So the graphics said that this guy's name was Chris Rockwell, except for they kept on calling the guy Prince Christoph. And they said that's because he is in kind of a transition from one name to the other. And it's like, well, they shouldn't have gave him the graphics, because the graphics are always going to be done after the match is recorded.
Yeah.
Especially something like this. So they should have just put Prince Christoph as his name in the graphics. So that was very confusing, because when I wrote down the name for our notes here, I wrote down Chris Rockwell, and I had to go in and add Prince Christoph afterwards. So it was like, ugh, you know, and then, versus Sam Shields, who was the, law champion, heavyweight champion. So we had a three way here.
Okay. I'm blanking on this one. That's why I'm like, what? I don't know. Where did this one come from?
Yeah.
But I remember that. I remember this one though. Cause I thought we did a guy called Sam Shields, but I think it's something else is his last name. Just a nothing match though. I don't think.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular. Especially knowing this wasn't going to be the main event. It's like, what? You wouldn't have this as your main event? That's kind of, you know, the champ in the three-way match for his title. The law title, the only title we've seen on this whole card that represents anything that this show's about.
So, I agree, you know, that unless you've got a really big, like, A-list name that is going to be on your card, this should not have been the second to last match of your episode or your event. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of weird, especially since during this entire episode, when they were doing the backstage promos, they were done right before the match that person was coming out. So, and in this case, that did not happen.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, they did, I don't know if Mr. 450 is part of this roster. We could name the other people, Matt Stryker, down a part. They're not a part of this roster. So you need to interview at least your champ when he's going out there.
Yeah.
All right. And the champ is, like you say, Sam Shields. You think Sam Shields was he played the face, right? In this match.
Yeah.
And he gets the win. He retains his title. So all night, the faces win, which is good, you know? Then we get to the main event. This is what I wanted to see, but I was lost for a second.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the main event, we did get another Buff Bagwell promo coming to the CC. Yeah. We had, and this was out of place too. Talking about promos out of place, we had a little Carlito backstage promo, basically said, you know, I'm cool and you guys aren't. So that should have been done right after their match. So that was kind of weird. So the editing on this episode was very, very poor. You don't know when they recorded everything, but you can easily in post or, you can fix it in post and put everything in the right order. So that just didn't help the episode flow very well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And then we get, Juventud Guerrera, backstage with the promo talking about, his history and experience and, you know, all that good stuff like that. So
before you go into this match, Mr. 450.
I know. It's, I had the trouble too. I was like, is it me?
versus the Juice Hoovy. Who do you think is the face and the heel?
Well, it was kind of confusing because I agree. Because it was like, I think they were trying to lean that 450 was supposed to be the heel and Hoovy was supposed to be the face, but, it was kind of confusing. It kind of was like maybe they were kind of both, tweeners. So I don't know. It just, this whole episode, honestly, was just, it was a hard watch.
Oh, yeah. So, but I thought Hoovy would be the, you know, usually Hoovy is a heel, but in this particular, Hoovy looked huge. I was like, that's not Hoovy.
That's not the huge.
The Juice looked like he was on the Juice. Cause he looked a little bit bigger, but he was in shape.
Yeah.
Not out of shape at all, but he looked a lot bigger. I don't know why he put back on the mask. Cause they hired for the mask. Yeah. A very entertaining match. Good back and forth. Not, like I said, not the best match of the night, but, the good match. This is the main event. Great match. Lots of good high flying, you know, cause your name's 450, you got a high fly.
Yep. And we, of course, know, Guerrero's history that he was, you know, cruiserweight and did a lot of, you know, of course made his name, you know, in, WCW as well as, you know, other promotions as well. But, you know, of course that's the main one, the national one, the, you know, the bigger promotion, but yeah. So yeah, it was good. It was what it was and all that good stuff like that.
So you get all this, you get everyone in and the winner of this match is none other than Mr. 450. With the 450, and you send the crowd home happy.
Maybe
all the faces won all night. And I'm like, okay. Seems like I'm boring. Then it comes to the main event, and it's like, why? You just had the Juice win.
Yeah,
but maybe they checked out of order because this didn't. You know, towards the end, everything started flipping and flopping. Okay, but then we just realized that MVP is still coming to the cosplay Carnage event.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what we got.
Yeah, and that's how they ended the episode, which was very weird with the promo. You know, catch us next time. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Be back. You know, thank you. Hey, all right. Thanks for watching. Nah, see you later, buddies. But, man, I don't even want to ask you what you thought about this. But I guess I have to, this is part of the show. What did you think? What is your grade overall?
Oh, like I said, okay, so like I alluded, this was done, recorded in 2016. Looked like it was recorded in 1990-something.
No, 1996. It looks like it was recorded in, you know, 2016, but the way they acted with the recording.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, to me, a lot of bogus I like the switching of the camera. Good camera work. Good.
Yeah.
Look, but the way they just, like, they had high tech items. They didn't know how to use them. They used them right, but editing was poor.
Yeah, editing was poor, and it just, you know, give Vidi Bada Boom a mic of his own, you know, so we could actually hear him. And,
he was
trying, and he may have had some good color to add to the show, but it just was not, it just wasn't popping.
And
so
they could do a test. They could, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. You gotta go in post production and fix this. You have to. It was true.
Yeah.
And it was not loud enough.
Yeah, and they put the fight logo over top of their graphics for the people, wrestlers' names.
Oh yeah, yeah, the fight logo that's in the other one, the fight pits up there. In
yeah.
The right hand, top right. And they have their fight logo at the bottom left.
Yeah. Yeah, they had their bug, their legendary action wrestling, in the bottom right, looked a lot like, you know, I'm a big, Star Trek fan, so it looked, the graphic looked a lot like, Star Trek Beyond, logo.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. I was about to ask you that, too. Yeah. Yeah,
that did look
like that.
It looked, similar in font and color. It's like, wonder if this, kind of came out at the same time that was being released and
in
the theaters, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, trying to, as you can see, trying to avoid giving them a score, but gosh, this was a tough watch. So I'm going to give them, unfortunately, they're going to get a pretty low score from me. I'm going to give them a 5. It's definitely middle of the road, hard to watch. Need a little more to keep me interested, you know. What about you? What do you think?
I might even go with a 4. But it was hard to listen to. And because the other guy would pop up here and there, so I'm like, oh shit, he is talking to someone else. You gotta promote your own stars. Even though you're bringing a lot of people in, you gotta promote your own people within. Even the Noriega guy, I don't think was one of their talent. I think they're mentioning him coming in. What about your homegrown talent? You know, the champ. He can't talk. No one else can speak. And this is a long show. It was,
2 hours. About 2 hours, yeah. It was like an hour and 56 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, so they had plenty of time. A lot of spots with other people that didn't matter to their brand. You know, they're not even talking about their own brand. They're pumping a commercial for something else. Not, you know, watch here, you know, get MVP to cut a commercial for you guys as well.
Yeah, yeah, totally. You know, I totally agree because when you bring somebody that's a name, it's to, of course, sell tickets. But if you got somebody that's a name, that name should be helping get your people over. You know, I've seen this, you know, on other shows and I've seen it in person too. For example, with, you know, one of my home promotions, Rocky Mountain Pro, they brought in, you know, people like say, Adam Rose, but he helped get over the talent that's in that promotion. So instead of getting themselves over, because it's, you know, when they're at that part of their career where they're going from promotion to promotion, they're there just to do, you know, traveling. They've already gotten over. They're already a name. Otherwise they would not be going from promotion to promotion. They wouldn't be traveling to, you know, to, for example, to Rocky Mountain Pro or to Legendary Action Wrestling or Rockstar Pro or whoever, you know, or Fully Loaded. You know, they wouldn't be traveling to these other promotions if they weren't a name. So they don't necessarily have to get over, like I said.
Yeah, so. But it's like I said, it's all good, I guess. I mean, but yeah, good camera work. Good camera work. That's probably about as much as I'm getting out of me. It's just great camera work. Keeping my eye off the fucking basketball hoop. Because every time they popped up there, I caught it, and they went away, and I forgot all about it.
Yeah, and a good thing it wasn't centered. It wasn't the basketball hoops were on the left side or the right side, so yeah. it wasn't bad. Just the scoreboard was what was the centered shot, but yeah.
But you know that's yeah. But do you know what we are going to watch here next time? Being us both busy as hell, next time here on What's On Fight?
Well, we are in our rotation to get to a rewatch of a promotion.
That's right.
And we decided we are going to go insane. Shout out to Living Legend, another podcaster here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. But we're going to go to ICW. Insane Championship Wrestling. However, I forget which episode we were going to do.
I'm not pretty sure. I'm doing research because I'm not lazy at all. We have the most latest episode, which sounds like a good episode. It's Pete Dunne, the European champion. Or European, oh yeah.
UK champion.
UK champion. They have challenges. Joe Coffey for the ICW World Heavyweight title.
Yeah, there we go. And that's going to be episode number 38.
But they have an episode with Viper, the my girl Viper. Oh, man.
Yeah, we like Viper here. What's on Fight?
I'm heads over heels for that Viper. But we're going to episode, yeah. So ICW Fight Club episode 38. And speaking of, you know, you're talking about people promoting stuff, you know, at the shows you've gone to. What about the show you went to where Marty Lamoff, who's been on Lou Chat, what did he say to you?
Oh, so yeah, so recently I went to here in Denver. We have show that happens about every other month or so. It's called Lucha Libre and Laughs. I mentioned it before, it's a wrestling show and comedy show. So they do a wrestling match. They do, a comedian comes out and does a little set and then they go back to wrestling. So they just kind of alternate. So this last one, Marty the Moth or, you know, a lot of times with that, when you're not in Lucha Underground, he's Marty Kakaus, and he was there. I got to talk to him for just a moment at the merch table, and I was wearing my What's On Fight shirt, and he goes, "Hey, I'm gonna be on Fight tomorrow night," and I was like, "Oh, cool." And I had mentioned, you know, talking about our podcast, and also talking about Lou Chat as well, since he is in Lucha Underground and all that stuff like that. But looked like from my little research, I think it was Blitz Wrestling.
Yeah, that is on it.
Yep, and so he was on that. So talked to him for a second. So it's kind of cool to see him. He comes to that promotion every once in a while, but he's also been in Colorado Springs Wrestling, which is south of the Denver metro area. He is the current Colorado Springs Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. He's taken on Royce Isaacs a couple times down there as well. Our friend Royce, yeah. Who, you know, a little tight tangent, he's back from Japan, so going to see him Saturday night at Rocky Mountain Pro taping. At the time of this recording, that's actually just in about 12 hours from now. We're recording very, very early in the morning right now, but
normal time for me.
Normal time for you. So there is actually an AM in Las Vegas, but it's the very, very early AM. So, which is okay. Luckily enough, I don't have to work today. So that's why we're recording early, and we needed to get an episode out. But I'm just kind of rambling on here. But yeah, it was kind of cool to see him. So he's a very, very nice guy. He's very cool. I think he likes playing with the crowd and stuff. So
yeah. So yeah, some hot. The shirt is hot.
The shirt is hot, red hot.
I got rid of the ones I had. So
yeah. So we may have to do another order here soon.
Yeah.
So hey, if you guys want to order or purchase a shirt, get in touch with us. podcast@whatsonfight.com. Email us. Get your shirts paid. $20. Send us your money. Send us your size. We'll get a shirt order. We do need to put in a decent number order shirt in order to keep the price down. So as soon as we get enough to make a good run, we'll get some done.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a ad hoc decision right there on the podcast as we're flowing. So
yeah, like I said, it's a great shirt. I wore it once, and everyone's like, "Hey, where'd you?" Blah blah blah. I'm like,
it's amazing. I wore it to Colorado Springs Wrestling too, and one of the guys that was selling the merch for one of the wrestlers there, he was like, "Hey, you know, so and so." I'll just put it out there, but Daisy, who is in Rocky Mountain Pro, she also wrestles in Colorado Springs. We haven't seen her, I don't think, on any of the Charged episodes of Rocky Mountain Pro yet, but I think she might have been on their other show, Ignition. But he's like, "Hey, Rocky Mountain Pro is on Fight." And I'm like, yeah, I know.
What are you doing here, man? Come on. You're ruining the gimmick.
But,
And then we're even though we're both a lot of busy here, but the show and the people on Twitter, it keeps moving along. We're getting tagged in a ton of shit, which I don't know what the hell's going
on. It is happening, yeah, so... You like us. You really, really like us.
Yeah. I mean, when people put up their shows, they want us to review them.
Yeah. So, if you guys, want to tag us, get a hold with us, we would, greatly welcome any of that. Send us an email, if you are watching along. Give us your thoughts about what we're watching. Even, if it's an old show, give us your thought. Anything we get wrong or you disagree with us, go ahead. We're welcome to the fight on What's on Fight on our reviews of the shows.
And the reach us is very simple because we have our own Gmail, which is very cool. It's whatsonfight@gmail.com. We got a fight line. We can fight with that a little bit. It is 702-907-3483. 702-907-FITE fight. We got myself. I'm on Twitter. It is Finfish SCU on Twitter, and then I got a Gmail, which is Finfish SCU on Gmail. And I'm like, what the hell? Because I wanted to say something else about it. You could go find this show directly on whatsonfight.com. It sends you straight to the links to the most current episodes of What's on Fight, so you know you don't have to miss out. So just go to whatsonfight.com to get your latest episodes of What's on Fight.
Yeah, and if people want to reach me, you can reach me on your Twitter machine, Mister. Spell out the Mister, Mister. Put a number 4 th there in the middle. And finish it out with row, ROW. And the same goes, you can either email me at gmail.com or you can email me at whatsonfight.com. They all will come to the same place.
Yes. And, you like this podcast, you want to hear other great podcasts here on the Trending Topics Network. It has returned the best show because it's my show. And that is Lou Chat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground. I chat with the Lucha Underground stars, and it's back this week, and I'm so excited. I even messed up and started this show off with Lou Chat. So.
And speaking of Luchette, don't know if you know this yet or not, but here in a couple weeks down in Colorado Springs Wrestling, Mr. Cisco is going to be making an appearance there. So,
Mr. Cisco, yeah,
I might have to say hi to him for you. He wrestles, I think, on at least this promotion, Little Cholo, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he, outside of Lucha Underground, he's Little Cholo.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's dead, so. In Lucha Underground, they killed him off. That's all.
Yeah.
Spoiler, just in case you haven't seen it yet.
They promoted him that, you know, he's a Lucha Underground star. But, yeah, so that'd be kind of fun to see him in there, so.
Yeah. We also have the European Uppercut Podcast. A European perspective of all pro wrestling.
Then we also have the Spanish Announce Table, the podcast that slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Yeah, we get Wrestling Cheers, formerly known as the Ohio Indie Report. And it's same thing, new name, where everyone knows your name, with Wrestling Cheers hosted by Heavy Set.
Yeah. And then we also have WrestleCast Live.
Live.
The podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
Oh, man. And I'm back with Hanging with Heavy, where Heavy interviewed the, you know, callers into the All Wrestling Week in Review. That was my show idea. So watch out there. It's a good show. Still a top-rated show because I'm super controversial. And we got the NFL season creeping, sneaking up on us here very soon. And you're going to get the NFL easy picks when it comes back around. You want to put some bets, some futures in, let me know. You know, we'll see what we can do out here.
Yeah.
Same with the CFL.
CFL easy picks, that's going to be happening really soon. They are extremely close to the start of their season, I think, the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's good. We got the Legends on Siren FM, the Eurovision Showcase, the Tux Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU, Odds On, Select a Cart, and see you're changing one, so would you stop? But a Squabble Box is changing into what now?
It might be changing to Squabble Cast. They sounds like they finished up their run on their Siren radio station there in Lincoln in the UK. So there sounds like they may be bringing it to the Trending Topics Network as Squabble Cast. May not be as weekly as the other ones, but I would definitely love to hear them back on the air, even if it's not as regular, but it's a great show.
Yes. And, you know, we got so much more new shows popping up every week. Someone comes up with a creative idea and wants to, you know, just test out a new show, you know, especially me here. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool, pretty interesting. But it looks like I am completely done fighting with the law.
Fight the law and law one.
Done fighting with the law. Legendary Action Wrestling Lucha Libre Super Show. How about you, Mr. Forfro?
I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this time. So until next time, fight on.
All right. Let's go.
Take them back.